Good morning, everybody, and a very, very happy Purim. So again, Shlishi of Kisisa just, you know, comes out this way, but she's very appropriate for Purim. Vanochi Haster Aster Panai Bayomahu Al Kol Hara Asher Asa. That's Remez Esther Minatora. So this is the pasuk. This is the Aliyah of Moshe pleading for Hashras Hashchina Imein Panecha Olchem Al Talenu Mizem. So and the Ramban refers to this as Misisrei HaTorah. Very difficult to understand exactly what is being, referred to here. I'm just going to read the language. Maybe we can, understand to the best of our ability. That you want a hemshech of what the kind of Giloy Shechina, the Mora Gadol Giloy Shechina that was so much a part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants that, right? Panim Befanim, whatever that means, Ba'atzmacha Uvi Chvodcha. Okay, so that's what the Ramban is saying, is that Moshe isn't willing to, settle, for a more dilute hashras hashchina. This forno says, regarding this, in a more practical vein, imein panecha olchim, ata b'odeinu chonim, imein panecha shesalakta, holchim eleinu lishkon besochenu, al talenu mizeh, right? If the element of hashras hashchina, which was lost as a result of chera egel, isn't restored, rejuvenated, al talenu mizeh, ki tov lanu, Shavas b'midbar mi'kanis la'aretz bezula shechina secha, ki b'ofen zeh nigla mimena maher b'li safek. Right, so the Sforno says, because what's going to happen is, even though we can, you can send a malach and conquer the land, but we won't be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael, because somehow, without the presence of your shechina, it'll be a fool's errand. We'll just be immediately exiled. What would the point have been exactly? So I think that's really interesting, because you could counter, to be in Eretz Yisrael for a few moments is infinitely valuable. What would Moshe Rabbeinu himself, by the end of the Torah, have given just for that experience? So what exactly is connoted by the Sforno, what is his suggestion exactly? And again, admittedly, he really does seem to suggest it as a pragmatic point. If we're going to be exiled, why was it significant that we entered Eretz Yisrael, l'chatchila? But what I'd like to suggest is that there might be a more fundamental way of understanding this. Dehainu, that if the whole idea of Eretz Yisrael, and this is largely based on, Taras HaRamban, is Nachalas Hashem, is the idea of direct Hashras Hashchina, which I think is totally persuasive as a doctrine, and that's why Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos Shebatorah, because all the mitzvahs of the Torah, an opportunity Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, to increase our sense of dveikus. Eretz Yisrael, allows us to have that sense of dveikus, intrinsically. I don't mean experientially. I mean ontologically. It's part of the reality there. So in any event, you might say, what's the point of Eretz Yisrael without the Shechina? So we could be there, but it wouldn't really be Eretz Yisrael, because there's no Hashras Hashchina, Imein Panach Olchem, Al Talenu Mizeh.